Hello, it's Larry again, and welcome back to Believers Academy and the Cultivating the Kingdom of God in You series. Today we're going to dive deeper into kingdom thinking as we study Lesson 3, Receiving Revelation Knowledge. Before we begin, I want to remind you that study aids are available for you to download that will help you further your understanding of the concept covered in this lesson. You can find them under the Lessons Download tab right here below. So, let's get right into it, shall we? In our first two lessons, we learned what type of soil reaps a harvest in the kingdom of God and how to cultivate good soil in our lives. Today, we're going to talk about how the kingdom of God operates in you and how it can help you in your day-to-day life. In lesson two, we learned that when the seed of the word of God falls into good soil, of your heart that is, it is received and accepted, not just by your mind, but deep within your heart. When this happens, God's word becomes real to you, more real than anything you can discern with your senses in this natural world. Nothing can shake you. You will not be moved no matter how challenging circumstances might become. When you have this type of relationship with the Lord, a special kind of knowledge becomes available, and it's called revelation knowledge. Well, what exactly is revelation knowledge? We find many scripture references to revelation knowledge all throughout the Bible. We'll look at a few of them today. Let's first look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, which says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." If you were to look up the Greek word that translated knowledge, you'd find out that it means more than just a mental understanding of something, and more than just the kind of knowledge that can be gained through your senses. It means exact knowledge. Knowledge that's been revealed directly to your heart by the Spirit of God. And that's what's called revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge goes beyond what we're able to understand in the natural. It's a deep understanding that can only be revealed by the Spirit of God. On a more practical level, it's simply the Holy Spirit communicating directly to your spirit. This is a very special gift, but it's also necessary if we want to walk in total victory in our lives. In fact, a lack of this kind of knowledge causes more faith failures in the lives of believers than most anything else. That's because most Christians believe the word with their minds, but they haven't meditated on it enough for it to light up in their hearts. When you get to a place where the Word of God is alive and on fire in your heart, it will revolutionize your life. Nothing on earth will be able to shake you or loose you from it. That's a powerful truth. Well, here's an example. Brother Copeland knew of a widow who got a hold of revelation knowledge. She'd been meditating in the scriptures that said, if you're a widow, God Almighty has taken his place as your provider and leader of your household. Well, she'd been feeling a little sorry for herself up until then. But when she received the revelation that God was actually head of her household, well, now she started talking to him like she would talk to her own husband. In fact, she told the Lord about the problems with the plumbing in her house and asked him to fix it. And from that moment on, she never had any more trouble with her plumbing. You see, a revelation of his word is the greatest blessing anyone can receive from God. That's why Paul prayed for believers in Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You may be wondering, why do I need revelation knowledge? Well, it's simple. Without special knowledge from the Holy Spirit, it's like we're in a sports car, driving in second gear. But when we receive that special word from God, the secrets that he longs to share with you, then we go into a whole new gear. We shift to a new level of prosperity in every area of our lives, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and financially. Well, when you have a problem, revelation knowledge also has the answer. You won't have to wish, hope, or worry about your situation. The answer is always right there with the Holy Spirit who dwells on the inside of you. Now that you know what a powerful resource you have in the Word of God and the voice of the Holy Spirit, I'm sure you're excited to know how to receive it. Well, there are two steps to receiving revelation knowledge. First, expect. When you expect to hear from the Holy Spirit, you will. At first, the devil may try to get you to question whether you're really hearing from God or if that's just you talking. Don't let him deceive you. The more time you spend with God, the more you'll recognize his voice. You probably have a good friend or relative whose voice you recognize on the phone before they even announce who they are. Why? Because you've heard that voice enough to recognize it. The same is true with the voice of God. When you plant the Word of God in your heart regarding any situation, expect to hear from God about it. Expect it to produce. The second step to receiving revelation knowledge is to put the Word of God first place in your life. How do we do this? By renewing our minds. Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." When you renew your mind in the Word of God, you think like God thinks instead of how the world thinks. However, if you spend more time in secular media than in the Word, you're going to find yourself leaning toward that type of thinking. It will transform your mind toward the things of this world, not of God. That makes it tougher for you to receive the truth God has for you. So, hopefully you're starting to see what a great gift revelation knowledge is in the life of a believer, and just how simple it is to receive it. Now, if you need something from God today, determine right now that you're going to do what that widow did. Determine that you're going to meditate on the Word until you get a revelation like that. Keep that Word before you until you receive a revelation of Jesus as your healer, or your deliverer, or your financier, whatever it is that you need him to be. Don't settle for a shallow mental understanding of him. Get a deep revelation, and his grace will be multiplied to you. This complete lesson 3 of our study today. Be sure to join me again for lesson 4 as we seek God at a deeper level and look to hear from him on a daily basis. We'll talk about his promises for our lives and how to know what his will is in every situation. I hope you'll join me. Until then, this is Larry reminding you that Jesus is Lord.